Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with this little girl here. What's your name, little girl?
Little girl?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Compared to me, you're little.
That is true, yes.
Whenever we take pictures, Lisa always goes, oh my God, your head is so big.
I do not.
You do too. My head next to your bed, you could fit your head inside my head and still have room. So there you go.
So guess what today is?
I already know. Tell me what it is.
Who thinks of these things?
I don't know.
It's National Cookie Day.
And in honor, we ate a Quest cookie dough. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, why'd you go like that? No, I just think it was in honor of National Cookie Day. We ate a Quest cookie dough bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
What about it?
It's their new formula. You know, they've gotten a lot of back flack for changing their formula recently. A lot of people gave them a lot of stuff about the bars changing in taste. And I spoke to Ron Pena about this, and they agreed. You know, there was a change. Something happened. They got it straightened out. And I got to tell you something. The bars taste every bit as good as they used to taste now.
And what did they do?
They got away from IMO, right, which was the type of fiber they were using. And they went to corn fiber because corn fiber is truly insoluble fiber. And so they... the bottom line is they went to corn fiber, and what happened was the new products that were coming out with the corn fiber, they had the taste on, but when they went back and reformulated the old ones, it didn't have the same flavor. So they had to go back and start from scratch with the old bars as well and change the ratios of things to get the flavors on, and they did it. It's really, really good. The bar is soft. It's not hard anymore. It doesn't have that metallic taste anymore. The bar just tastes amazing. I mean,
are you concerned about GMOs?
No, because in fact, I have it on good authority that within the next couple months, Quest is going to announce that they're 100% non-GMO in all their products. And really, they're probably pretty close to that right now, but they just can't say it yet. They're waiting for some things to happen. But I have it on good authority that they are going to they're going to be 100% non-GMO. In early 2016.
They're going to announce.
Yeah. But the fiber is not the genetically modified product. It's the proteins in the corn. And who cares if they're using a non-genetically modified source of corn? It doesn't come into the discussion. There are people out there who are freaked out about corn, just corn in general. But you have to remember, corn fiber is an amazing form of fiber, and when you isolate it from the corn, it's just the fiber now. It's just like any other fiber at that point in time.
And so didn't you say something about the fiber goes in as fiber and goes out as fiber?
Yeah, exactly. See, so as this fiber science starts to evolve, we have more scientists looking at fibers. They're discovering things that we didn't know originally. We just thought fiber was fiber. You eat it and that's it. But fibers do different things in people's bodies, and more importantly, certain fibers change when you produce them into products. Like, for instance, we did this show recently on inulin. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So inulin taken as a raw fiber product and eaten immediately is one thing. But blending it into yogurts, blending it into kefirs, and blending it into bars, it actually turns into fructose. And people want to stay away from fructose. So if you have an IMO, or if you have inulin, and it says on the label, you know, 6 grams of fiber from inulin, it may not be. It may only be 1 gram of fiber from inulin, and the rest of it has converted to fructose. So the fiber discussion is changing. People need to be patient, because as the science evolves, we're learning more and more about what fiber really does once it's inside the body. But anyway, I think the new bars are fantastic. I think that they've found whatever it was that they were searching for and fixing it, and it's fantastic now. And in honor of National Cookie Day, what a way to go.
Yeah, it was good. The chocolate chip cookie dough is really good.
Yeah, it's spot on.
So did you know the English word cookie is derived from the Dutch word koekje, K-O-E-K-J-E?
Oh, really?
Which means little cake.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Dutch bakers used to test oven temperatures on small amounts of batter so that they wouldn't waste the entire cake mix. If the temperature wasn't right, it was not long before they discovered that these tiny little pieces of cooked batter actually tasted good.
And were popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they became very popular. And that's how the cookie evolved.
Exactly.
How funny is that?
So December is National Fruitcake Month and National Eggnog Month. And this week is National Cookie Cutter Week.
So, where do they
come up with these things?
Well, okay, so the reality is I like fruitcake. Do you like fruitcake?
I don't think I've ever eaten fruitcake.
I like fruitcake. A lot of people, they joke about fruitcake being like a gag gift. Like, oh, so so-and-so gave me a fruitcake.
What is in it?
Fruit.
And that's it? Candied, just dried fruit?
Candied fruit.
Well, that must be.
It's kind of like gingerbread with candied fruit in it. If I had to describe, somebody said, well, what does it taste like? It's like gingerbread with candied fruit in it, like, you know, lime and lemon and orange and cherry and all that sort of stuff, but in candied chunks.
Hmm.
It's
good. I've never eaten it.
Yeah,
so,
I like it.
Okay, so now that we're talking about sugar,
mm-hmm.
there was a study conducted just recently at the University of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
They actually tested on adolescent rats that freely consumed large quantities of liquid solutions containing sugar or high fructose corn syrup in concentrations comparable to popular sugared sweetened beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And these rats experienced memory problems and brain inflammation.
Sound familiar? Sounds like Alzheimer's disease, development of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dementia.
But they were adolescent rats.
Oh, that's even worse. So clearly sugar.
And they became pre-diabetic.
Yeah. And this is the root of chronic disease. This is what frustrates the hell out of me right now. I was on the treadmill watching TV yesterday at the gym post-workout. And Fox News, I was scanning through the wall of TV sets that they have there.
Yes.
I'm scanning through because I saw somebody said something about, is climate change the biggest problem we have? And I just wrote that blog saying that it's not.
Right.
And so I thought, oh, wouldn't it be funny if they picked up my blog and copied it? So I'm listening to it, and they're talking about how climate change is the biggest threat that we have to our world today. And not a single mention. Not a single mention about chronic disease.
And this was on
Fox.
Wow.
And you know, and I thought for sure, like, because they're like totally anti, climate change. They don't even believe it exists. And I say, you know what? We probably are affecting climate change. There's no, you know, we're putting out way too much pollutants today to think that we're not. But that's not the biggest problem we're facing. Nor is ISIS. More people die every single year. Inside the United States alone, 1.6 million people a year die from chronic disease. And 90% of that is completely avoidable. And here's where it comes from. This, what you're talking about in this study.
The brain is especially vulnerable to dietary influences during critical periods of development like adolescence, said one of the researchers. Consuming a diet high in added sugars not only can lead to weight gain and metabolic disturbances, but can also negatively impact our neural functioning and cognitive ability.
I mean, think about all the neurological disorders out there. Think about, I mean, think about what diabetes brings, heart disease and cancer.
So now that we're on the subject of sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and sugar-sweetened beverages,
right.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Marion Nestle's latest blog.
Didn't we just see her on TV? She's all over the place.
She was
now,
on
huh?
television. She was just on
our show.
On our show
yeah.
last month.
Yeah, yeah.
She has that new book out, Soda Politics.
Mm-hmm.
So she's really caught up into the whole soda war things
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that's going on. So a couple of the things that I found interesting here was on November the 6th, the New York Times reported that the University of Colorado was returning a $1 million grant that had paid for the Global Energy Balance Network, the group funded by Coca-Cola that said you didn't need to worry about what you ate as long as you were active. Do you remember the scientists
yeah.
that came out and
yeah.
said that?
Yeah.
Well, University of Colorado returned that $1 million
because they don't want to be part of the Coke Pepsi propaganda thing, right?
Nope.
Good.
That was
I applaud them.
On November 6th, on November 24th, an AP reporter published emails between the University of Colorado scientist that was behind that group, the GEBN, the
right.
network.
Right.
The emails revealed that Coke helped pick the group's leaders, edited its mission statement, and suggested articles and videos for the website.
This is terrible. Look at this. Industry is influencing scientific discourse. This is terrible.
The Coca-Cola's chief scientist immediately resigned.
Good.
Then on November 29th, Helena Botmiller-Evich, who writes for Politico,
mm-hmm.
she writes about how health advocates are running endless campaigns for so taxes and that these will soon be coming to a polling place near you.
Soda taxes.
Yeah,
yeah, soda tax.
Soda taxes.
Right.
She didn't finish the word soda.
Yeah, so tax.
And that these will soon be coming to a polling place near you.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that soda taxes will help. I know Mexico has imposed them. And we just had Dr. Rafael Mesa on the show talking about the fact that Mexico is now outpacing the United States in the development of diabetes. And under the weight of the development of diabetes, I mean, it's going to become financially crushing to the country of Mexico.
All Isn't it like
people.
1 in 2 people?
Yes.
One in two
Well,
people?
No, he's predicting it will be 1 in 2. Right now it's like 1 in 3 or 1 in 4.
It was 1 in 3 right now.
Yeah. It's 23%. It's right now. So it's more like 1 in 4.
Okay.
But he's saying that by 20, whatever, 30 or 20, 50, whatever it is, that it'll be 1 in 2. And at that point in time, the repercussions, the financial repercussions to managing a sick population that size, in Mexico will it'll drain the economy. There.
Well, it's going to drain any economy.
Well, I said that. So he said he's based here in the United States. He said the United States is having, we're turning diabetes around. I don't know where he got that
information. Marion Nestle says the same thing here.
Really?
Yeah. Let me go down to the bottom of her blog and she said the same thing. Let me find it. Well.
Take your time, because I'm going to predict what.
She said diabetes rates are falling in the U.S.
But I wonder what that means. I wonder if the diabetes rates are falling. Are we getting people on diabetes drugs sooner?
So I just clicked her link that takes you to the CDC.
Right.
Annual number in thousands of new cases of diagnosed diabetes among adults aged 18 to 79.
Right.
And it looks like on the graph that they're down.
By how much? Does it say how much?
Well, it says here that newly diagnosed diabetes more than tripled from 493,000 in 1980 to more than 1.4 million in 2014.
That doesn't sound like it's down.
No.
Maybe it's down from the rate of, you know, this is what I love. It's like budgeting. They do the same thing. Like, oh, we reduced the budget. No, they reduced the budget from what they had predicted it would have to be going forward. So what they're saying probably is we projected that the diabetes rate would be this, but it's less, so it's
from
down.
From 91 to 2009, the number of new cases of diabetes increased sharply. sharply from 573,000 to more than 1.7 million.
Okay.
However, from 2009 to 2014, the number of new cases diagnosed significantly decreased significantly to approximately 1.4.
Wait. It was 1.4 versus 1. What?
7.
That's not dramatic. 300,000 people less? And we don't even know if that's accurate. Because a lot of these surveys have a margin of error, and you have to find out how they're calculating diabetes. So in other words, if somebody walks in as maybe there's more people are pre-diabetic.
This would be a good story for Alex to write a blog about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so on November the 30th, the UK voted in a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages.
Right. I mean, I'm not opposed to the taxes, but where's the money going to go? That's what I want to know.
On December 1st, the network that we just talked about at the University of Colorado, mm-hmm. they closed their doors.
Good. I want to know where the taxes are going to go. My problem with taxes is that they don't go and fund the things that they should be funding. They're used for other things. So I would want to know if we're going to put a soda tax, I want to see 100% of it going to impacting sugary drinks. That's the real issue. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It started. Welcome back. It started. The holidays are upon us. This is a crazy month, December, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, there's always so much going on.
And people put so much pressure on themselves to have these holidays be a certain way that they feel that they should be in their head. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I've got to get the perfect gift. I don't want to let anybody down. I've got to make the perfect meals. The house has to be perfectly appointed and decorated.
I'm bad like, about that one.
Yeah, it's people put way too much pressure on themselves. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's about stress, isn't it?
It is.
And that's why everybody gets depressed around the holidays.
Well, first, I wanted to talk about, we're talking about stress, and there's a new study that just was published in the PLOS-1
mm-hmm.
that talks about transcendental meditation technique mm-hmm. and lifestyle changes both appear to stimulate genes that produce telomerase, an enzyme that's associated with reduced blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and mortality.
So I understand the meditation part. What's the lifestyle changes part?
The lifestyle changes. So the subjects included 48 men and women with high blood pressure. Half were assigned to a group that learned transcendental meditation mm-hmm. and received a basic health education course.
Mm-hmm.
The other half were assigned to a group that focused on achieving significant lifestyle modifications such as weight reduction, salt intake, reducing it, engaging in regular physical activity, mm-hmm. and moderating alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They also participated in support groups and group exercises. After 16 weeks, both showed significant increases in telomerase gene expression and reductions in blood pressure.
So think about if you combine the two. Think about if you exercise, you eat an ancestral diet, stay away from alcohol. I don't care what the research says. And you started meditating.
There was no significant difference between the changes in the two group. Two groups.
Right. But if you combine the two, it's got to be even better. That's my point. Yeah, I should be meditating more. I don't meditate enough. I always make the excuse that I don't have any time to.
It says here that both transcendental meditation techniques and active lifestyle modifications can contribute to heart health.
Well, here's something interesting. We all know who Howard Stern is, right?
Yes.
Howard doesn't dye his hair.
Really?
Howard has been meditating since he's in his early 30s or late 20s. Every morning, when Howard was on the air in New York, Ronnie the limo driver would pick him up at his house in Long Island to drive him into Manhattan to the radio station.
Do you know Ronnie?
I know who he is. And, well, everybody who listens to Howard Stern knows who Ronnie is. He was a celebrity because he was Howard's limo driver. But Howard would meditate the whole way in to the show at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And then he would meditate in the afternoon after his show. And he's been a devotee of transcendental meditation for probably, 30, 40 years now. And the guy looks great. He's a genius. When it comes to broadcast radio, Howard is a genius. When it comes to being a businessman, Howard is a genius. And he's aging so well.
How old is he?
He's got to be close to 60.
We talked about doing meditation classes.
Yeah. I mean, I already had transcendental meditation. I mean, I already have my mantra. I could get right into it. I mean, I was doing it for a while there, and I was starting to feel better. But then all of a sudden, you know, it's like you start feeling better. You're like, oh, I don't have to do this anymore. You know,
that's when you need to keep doing it.
I just need to stop meditating more.
Okay, so we were talking about the holidays being so stressful. Here's just a few things that WebMD says can stop your stress. Break out the bubble gum.
Really?
Yeah. It says unwrap a stick of gum. According to studies, chewing gum lowers anxiety and eases stress. Some researchers think it's the rhythmic act of chewing which may improve blood flow to your brain, while others believe the smell and taste may relax you.
And you always say to me, I can't believe you chew gum. I mean, I'm chewing it right now on the air. I chew gum a lot. And you always say to me, doesn't your jaw get tired?
Well, it might bother your temporal mandibular joint.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't cause any pain or soreness or tiredness in my jaw.
Hmm.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even know about that.
Get outside. Spending time outdoors, even close to home, is linked to better well-being. You're in a natural setting. You're usually doing something active. You like walking or hiking. The problem is this time of year, it's so cold outside.
That's what I was going to say. How do you go outside when it's dark and rainy, you know?
Smile like you mean it. I can remember when I was in sales, they used to always tell us, when you're talking to your customer on the telephone, make sure you're smiling while you're talking on the phone.
Right.
And I think that kind of comes through either face-to-face or on the telephone.
Well, we have a psychiatrist here in Louisville, Kentucky named Dr. Clifford Kuhn, who's called the Laugh Doctor. He travels all around to Fortune 100 and 500 companies teaching people to smile, that if you smile, you'll feel better. When you smile, it triggers the reverse effect of when you laugh and it makes you smile. It's the same thing in reverse. You kind of prime the pump. So the more often you smile, the better you feel. Yeah, there you go.
I'm smiling.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Sniff some lavender.
This is true. I love the smell of lavender.
I love the scent of lavender.
And you even have a lavender spray that you spray on the pillows at night before
you go
to bed. I
got that from Thrive Market. Yes.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So it may be very soothing, and it's supposed to be relaxing to help you get into that state of
sexiness.
Relaxation.
Oh, by the way, ThriveMarket.com, $1,000 shopping spree. Check it out. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com.
Oh, lavender may intensify the effect of some painkillers and anti-anxiety medications. So if you're taking either one, check with your doctor before use.
This one is I'm a strong believer of music. Tune in. I think that everybody's home should have speakers throughout, and there should be music playing all the time.
I love music.
Yeah. I think that's a really, really big one. So
I can sing to you.
Yes. You sing. I like the way you sing.
Reboot your breath.
Does it mean I have bad breath? I got to brush my teeth?
Feeling less stress is as close as your next breath. Focusing on your breath curbs your body's fight or flight reaction to pressure or fear. So it's basically just deep breathing, I would say. Breathe in slowly through your nose, letting your chest and lower belly rise and your abdomen expand. Breathe out just as slowly, repeating a word or phrase that helps you relax.
I just tried to take a deep breath.
You got choked up.
I almost swallowed my gum.
This is a good one. Be kind to yourself. You will have a constant stream of thoughts running through our head. We all have a constant stream of thoughts running through our heads, and sometimes we tell ourselves things that aren't so nice, you know, like the whole, do I look fat? I look fat today, or.
Well, my day sucks.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah. You know, just the, like Dr. Phil calls it, the inner chatter.
Right.
Have positive inner chatter instead of negative.
Say, I'm great. I look great. My job is great.
Yeah.
Write yourself your stress away. So keeping a journal, I guess, huh?
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Journaling is a really good thing. Tell a friend if you're overwhelmed. And I think sometimes just talking about it helps out. 'Cause
women are better at this than men.
When you talk about it, like it brings things into your head that might help you solve the problems or the solutions.
Well, sometimes when you hear yourself saying something, you realize it's not that big of a deal, too. Mm-hmm. But women are better at this than men.
And of course, get moving, exercise. And during the holidays, it's very important to make sure that you continue to exercise. I would like to say that I actually, for the first time ever, lost a half pound during Thanksgiving holiday.
Without trying.
Well, without trying.
You did some intermittent fasting.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Very good. Very good. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we've got lots more good stories. Don't forget, we're going to announce the winner of 3 bags of NutriCafe coffee at the end of the show. It may be you, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com.
HotLightNe.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. What do you want to talk about first?
So this week, Sharon Darens posted something on Facebook that I think kind of ties in really well with the conversation that we're having right now.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this is a perfect way to start the new year off right and focus on the good. Plus, it's something wonderful to do on New Year's Eve. And it's a meme, and it shows a picture of a jar with some pieces of paper in it. It says, this January, why not start the year with an empty jar and fill it with notes about good things that happen? Then on New Year's Eve, empty it and see what awesome stuff happened that year.
That's a great idea.
I think it's a really good idea.
A good way to take inventory of the good things that happened in your life.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sharon. Okay, so what do you want to talk about now, Carl?
It's up to you. It's up to you. Well, I want to talk about the new science on old age? You want to talk about the story about alcohol being good for you?
Well, it's the same thing. Modest alcohol consumption may enhance episodic memory among otherwise healthy men and women in their 60s and older.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. This is on worldhealth.net, which is A4M's website. And I think that we want to convince ourselves that alcohol is good for us, that it's, and it's not. It's a neurotoxin. It
says that modest alcohol consumption may raise the volume of the brain's hippocampus.
May. They're not sure that that's the reason. Because when they looked at these individuals, it wasn't just alcohol. This is another one of those epidemiological studies where they ask people. They ask them questions. You know, what do you do? And how about this? And do you drink alcohol? How many glasses a day? And they go, oh, epidemiological studies can give you a glimpse into some correlations, lifestyle correlations, but they don't show cause and effect. And I doubt seriously that a neurotoxin is going to help your brain work better. I just don't. So
that's what these researchers think.
No, I know they don't. I know. There's always studies out there that tell people, hey, drink some alcohol. It's good for you.
But why would A4M put this up on their website?
Because somebody published a study. And I'm sure everybody at A4M likes to drink wine on the weekends. That's why. I mean, look, I've said it before. Alcohol gives you a buzz, and that's why people drink it. It's not because it's healthy. If it's healthy, give it to your kids. Start them out on alcohol now
so
that their brains
Europeans
work better.
Europeans do.
The who?
Europeans. The kids over there drink red wine.
But that's not the reason that the Mediterranean diet works. That's what everybody wants to point that red wine over there. It's the lifestyle. It's less stress. It's a lot more than that. They walk everywhere. They walk to and from the restaurants. And you can't take away for those things. So I know I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but it's I just don't buy it.
I mean, you know, I guess it goes to the whole, do you believe the studies you want to believe?
That's the point.
But there are studies out there that say that it's good for you.
In
moderation.
You know what? And there are studies that show that the arsenic isn't hurting people and the FDA buys those. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Anyway, okay. So now that I'm the Debbie Downer here, where do you want to go?
Yogurt protects against dietary toxins.
I believe that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. In many developing nations, environmental toxin exposure can occur via dietary sources. Researchers enrolled 60 pregnant women and 44 school-aged children residing in a region of Tanzania known for high environmental pollution. The study's participants consumed a yogurt rich in lactobacillus and Ramosis for 19 days. Among the pregnant women, the probiotic-rich yogurt protected them from mercury uptake by 26% and arsenic uptake by 78%.
Yeah, makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because it's affecting the microbes in your gut. We know that these microbes can either improve health or impair health. This is a great discussion, especially since it's a dairy-based product, because everybody's so afraid of dairy today. But look at this. This just goes to show when things are fermented, they actually get better for you. Very, very nice. So I guess we could expect this to be beneficial for us too.
I think so.
I wonder if what kind of yogurt this was. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but not all yogurt is manufactured the same. Be nice to find out if they used a specific yogurt for this study.
Okay, so back to managing stress again.
Okay.
This was also on the A4M website. They're talking about 10 things that you can do to stay stress-free. Exercise, don't smoke, don't drink drugs, or don't drink too much. Think young. I like that one.
I like that one, too.
Avoid a sedentary lifestyle. Good foods such as the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm.
Be a student for life. I like that one.
Yeah, me too.
Keep close friends and stay positive.
Yeah, those are all good. Those are all beneficial.
Are you positive right now?
No, I'm not, actually.
It doesn't sound like you are.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. No, I'm not going to lie either.
Why not?
Why am I not positive? No, I don't know. Just a mood swing sometimes, you know? That's all it is.
When a skirt size increases, it's linked to postmenopausal breast cancer.
Really? So basically what they're saying is visceral fat, which increases the skirt size, just like it increases a man's waist size, can actually be linked to a higher prevalence of breast cancer.
Yes.
I buy that. Let's face it. We're talking about obesity. We're talking about insulin resistance. We're talking about high sugar consumption. We're talking about chronic disease. We're talking about cancer.
The participants in the study were asked what their current skirt size was and then what it was when they were in their 20s. After a monitoring period of 3 to 4 years, the women were asked about their general health, diagnosis of cancer, lifestyle, whether they smoke, whether they drank, and whether they were using HRT.
Mm-hmm.
Results showed that 1,090 women developed breast cancer, which was about 1% of the participants.
Mm-hmm.
Family history of breast and ovarian cancer and use of HRT were significantly associated with the heightened risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer.
So the use of HRT was part of the reason.
That's what they said. But they don't specify whether it's bioidenticals or synthetics.
And we also talked about this. We actually talked about this year. We did a show that showed that HRT increases the risk of breast cancer by one additional person per 1,000.
Well, yeah, it was 10,000. I mean, 1,090 people, and that was over 1% of the participants.
Well, but I mean, 1% of the participants, but they lumped it all together. HRT, this and
right,
this,
right,
they all,
right.
You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
HRT's contribution to that may have been 0.25% or something like that.
That's true.
0.5%. But I think that the real problem is that women who get on HRT and think that it's going to protect them from a lousy lifestyle and a crappy diet, that's the danger. I'll never forget my cousin Rosemary calling me one time because she knows that I talk about HRT on the show. And saying this family friend of ours, Jane, got diagnosed with breast cancer. And she said, and you know, she was taking those hormones. She was taking those hormones. The doctor put her on the hormones. It gave her cancer. Well, Jane is probably 80 pounds to 100 pounds overweight. And every time you see her, and I'm not coming back to the wine. It's really true. Every time you see, every picture you ever saw of Jane, she had a glass of wine in her hand. And I'm thinking to myself, so it's kind of like when someone commits suicide, and they find out that they had anabolic steroids in their blood.
Mm-hmm.
And they discount the fact that they've been taking antidepressants. You know, it's like, oh, they were taking anabolic steroids. No, people who take antidepressants commit suicide. And I think a lot of women go, oh, I'm on HRT. I can act like I'm 25 and drink and stay up late at night and eat crappy foods and not exercise, and the HRT is going to protect me. No, it doesn't. It doesn't protect you.
That reminds me of a friend that she and I actually are exactly the same age. We were born on the same day, same year. I don't know what time, but we're exactly the same age. And she had breast cancer several years ago. Mm-hmm. And she lives out of town, so I don't see her very often, but I do see her pictures on Facebook a lot.
Right, right.
And she always has alcohol.
Yeah.
Always, constantly. Even now, since she had breast cancer and she's in remission, she is back to that lifestyle again.
I've come to the conclusion that as people age, they turn to alcohol because it numbs them to whatever dissatisfaction or ailments that they've developed as they age. They don't want to face aging. They don't want to look at it and go, wow, I'm getting older. This stuff isn't working the way it used to. And I find that people, as they age, they drink more. And the more dissatisfied they are with their lives, the more they drink. I mean, you've got people out there that they start drinking first thing in the morning, you know, and they're retired. They have lots of money. They feel like, well, you know what? I worked hard. I'm entitled to do this now. But the reality is the reason that they're drinking so much isn't because they have all the free time on their hands. It's because they're sad. And the alcohol gives them that momentary sensation of being happy.
Well, but you could say the same thing about drugs or marijuana.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Same thing. No doubt about it. I think that as we age, we turn to mood-altering chemicals or whatever you want to call them because we're kind of sad. And you're going to be even sadder, a person who's doing that, if you develop a disease because of your drug use or your alcohol use or so on.
Well, but as you age, it doesn't have to be a sad event.
Right. It doesn't. And that's the point. We've talked about this on the show. You know, you've got to address your mortality and get past it. Just like you addressed the passing of a relative or the loss of a job or the loss of a marriage, and you survived it. You got to address this mortality thing and get past it so it doesn't make you make choices that keep you arm's length from addressing it, because then that ends up destroying a part of your life.
Well, back to the breast cancer and skirt size, the researchers suggested that body fat around the waist is more metabolically active than adipose tissue elsewhere.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. And that's where those inflammatory cytokines are produced that lead to cancers, quite frankly. So I don't think the HRT is the problem here.
But they also didn't specify if it was bioidentical or synthetic either. So.
Synthetic or if they're using Premarin, which is conjugated equine estrogens with that are methylated and they're very tough on the liver. I mean, I don't buy the HRT cause effect. I don't buy it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The mob comes equipped, comes equipped, the mob comes equipped.
Welcome back. So, what countries is this that allow euthanasia now?
Euthanasia is Belgium.
Belgium. So in the country of Belgium, if you decide you want to end your life at any, for any reason at any age, you're allowed to.
They have euthanasia clinics.
Right.
But first I want to back up for a few minutes. I want to talk about, there is a woman in the UK. She's 50 years old and she wants to die because she says she's lost her sparkle.
Her sparkle. She must watch Sex in the City. And isn't that a term that came from Sex in the City, sparkle?
I think so. Yeah. So during the break, we were getting ready for this segment, and there's three stories about three women who have won the right to die.
And I said, it's all women.
And Carl says, I wonder why it's all women. And then I had this thought. I think it's because, well, at least in this particular case here, she was a socialite. She must have been very attractive when she was younger. And she feels like now that she's 50, she's lost all that.
So all of the stock she had in her life was placed in her, how she looked. And since she doesn't look that way anymore, she has no life left.
Well, yeah. And society. That's sad. And society, I think it's more on women they think that women are more attractive when they're younger than when they're younger. I mean, than when they're older.
Well, men too.
That's not necessarily so, because men, if they get the
salt and pepper
hair color, that means they look distinguished. Mm-hmm. If a woman has salt and pepper hair color, then she looks old.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And older men, as men get older, they have more money typically, so they date younger women.
Girls, right.
And if an older woman dates a younger guy, I mean, that's not as socially accepted as it is for a guy.
She's a cougar.
And it's not socially accepted, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so this 50-year-old British woman, who they identified only as C, has led what the judges describe as a life replete with excess, impulsiveness, free of guilt or regret about her choices. Those choices included 4 marriages, several affairs, reckless spending, out-of-control drinking. She put significant premium on youth and beauty and on living a life that sparkles.
It sounds to me like she wasted her life. That's what it sounds. I mean, when you say all those things, I see somebody who has not invested in anything valuable in her life.
She does have children.
Well, she spit out some kids. What is she a good mom? Is she? I mean, what mom would want to end her own life?
She has 3 daughters. Yeah. I was getting ready to say, how could she be?
Yeah.
If I mean,
think about how selfish this is.
I was just getting ready to say, sounds to me like she's being selfish. So she overdosed on an acetaminophen and Vivaclique champagne.
Now think about this for a second.
Vivaclique champagne.
Think about how affected this woman is. She's going to go out drinking a very expensive champagne and taking a very cheap over-the-counter NSAID. As soon as Elisa read that part, I said, oh, I know what's going to happen. She didn't die. She's going to end up with liver and kidney failure.
And she did. Well, but she learned that she had breast cancer, and that's why she tried to kill herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't tell you that part.
No, you didn't.
No.
But that's still not a reason to kill yourself. I mean, give the doctors a chance. Try some things. See if you can extend your life before you can. I mean, if you truly feel that you have value as a person, it doesn't matter what you look like. You can still find a reason to live. You can contribute to other people's lives. I mean, get out of your own head for a second and try to see things in a broader sense. I mean, this woman sounds as shallow as a puddle.
Her daughter explained to the courts that recovery to her doesn't just relate to kidney function, but it also is linked to regaining her sparkle.
Well, she's not going to regain her sparkle. She has to find something new to sparkle about. Why doesn't she donate her time to the homeless?
Her sparkle is her expensive material and looks-oriented social life.
How sad of a life.
On November 13th, the court of protection cannot force her to go to dialysis, so she essentially has the support of the courts to not go to dialysis and die.
She's going to die. Yeah, she's going to poison herself, blood poisoning, and she's going to die. It's terrible. What a selfish, shallow person this is.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mind people killing themselves. Don't get me wrong. But
you don't mind it?
No. If somebody wants to take their own life, they should have the right to. You know, if you're facing a terminal illness, if you've been diagnosed, they say, look, you got 6 months to live. You're going to wither away. It's going to be a horrible death. I would go, you know what? Why wait for 6 months? Let me make peace with my own death on my own terms. Let me say goodbye to all my relatives and the people I love, and let me just check out. But not because I lost my sparkle.
Okay, so what about this one? This woman was another British woman. She had no serious health issues, and she was 75 years old.
I read this one. Here's the interesting thing about this woman. She has perspective on what aging is like because she worked in an old age home. She worked in a senior care facility.
Right.
And she said, seeing how horrible it is to age like that and the burden you become to your family. But I would wait until I was becoming a burden. I wouldn't check out now. She's also healthy. I would say I would wait until I can't live on my own, and then I would say, let me do that. Why check out so much sooner than you have to?
She recounted a life slowly sapped of former joys like long walks and gardening sessions, not to mention the 101 minor irritations like being unable to stand for a long time, carry a heavy shopping bag, run for a bus, remember the name of books that I've read or am reading, or even remembering their authors.
You know what? You know what I think of when I hear this story? You know who I think of when I hear these stories?
The guy that died when he was 90?
No, Laureen.
Oh.
Your aunt. How old is she now?
93.
93 years old. She has been having to depend on a walker for how long now?
Several years.
Okay. Yeah. She just lost her foot because she had an infection.
No, her leg from the knee down.
Okay, but you know what I mean. Her foot, like, she just lost her lower leg from an infection. They had to cut it off. She refers to it as her short leg now, jokingly.
Yes.
Okay? You know what? It's all about your attitude. This is what this shows. I mean, look at Laureen. Laureen is sequestered to a bed and a chair, but yet whenever you see her, she's always happy. She's always happy to see you. She's always got a good story to tell you. She laughs. She smiles. And I'm sure she can't remember everything anymore.
Yep.
You know what? This is what happens.
She's pretty much with it, though.
I know. This is what happens when people are too self-absorbed.
She can't take care. She can't even go to the bathroom by herself now, but she has the best attitude.
And think about that. Think about how degrading and embarrassing that is to have to be a person who somebody else has to take you and wipe you like a baby because you have to go to the bathroom. Think about how embarrassing. But you know what? She's dealing with it.
But I think about, okay, so when she says that she can't stand for a long time, carry a heavy shopping bag.
I know what you're going to
say. If she had lived the physical culture life, she could. How old was that Judy Madsen woman?
She was in her 70s when she was dead. She just broke her own record deadlifting again.
She's in her 70s.
Yeah.
This woman is just now 70, and she killed herself July 21st. She went to a suicide clinic in Switzerland.
My Aunt Elsie swims every single morning. She's in her 90s now. I talked to her on the phone. Yeah, her memory's starting to go a little bit, but she's sharp as a tack. This is the point, folks. If you live the American lifestyle, or you live the modern lifestyle, where all you do is sit and eat and drink alcohol, and that's it. You think that's what life is about. You will end up faced with these kind of challenges. But if part of your life is physical culture, and the other part of your life is ancestral nutrition, getting to sleep on time, you'll be 90 and you'll be active. That's what this is about. Brooks and I just talked about it yesterday. You don't have to end up like this.
Okay, so this is the last depressing story. Actually, this is a better story.
This is an interesting story.
It's very interesting. So it's a 24-year-old who suffers from depression.
Right.
And so she had been seeing a psychiatrist for her depression. She went to a psychiatric facility 3 years ago after suffering from depression since a child. And basically, the psychiatrist that she was seeing believes in the euthanasia.
Yeah.
And so she gave her that as an option.
He said to her, well, we can either put you on meds or we can let you die.
And yeah, the 24-year-old decided to go with euthanasia.
Think about if you're that parent of that child going to see that doctor. Wouldn't you want to go in to see that doctor and I'm sorry to say this, it's violent, but pummel the crap out of her? Why would you suggest that my daughter end her life because she's sad?
So the 24-year-old, her name is Emily, but she was called Laura at the time. She wasn't releasing her real name.
Right.
She posted a 21-minute video about why
she was going to commit suicide.
Yes. And somebody put up a petition and got 12,500 signatures for her not to end her life. And she didn't.
So all she needed to know was people cared.
Yes.
How do you like that one? She had a therapist that could have helped her by showing her that somebody cared. But all I want to say something else real quick. My oldest daughter, Taylor, has lost two friends from grammar school in the past year. Both of them committed suicide. Both of them were on antidepressants. Okay? If you are a parent and you have a doctor who wants to put your child on antidepressants, run. Run, run, run from that doctor. Do not allow your child to go on antidepressants. Do not, because you are almost guaranteeing that child a miserable, empty, sad life. These drugs don't work. All they do is numb a person to life. And when you're a young person, you're supposed to be thriving and you're numb and all your friends are having great times. And you think to yourself, why don't I feel good like them? I want to end my life. This sucks. And you kill yourself. So I bet you this girl was on antidepressants.
So it was the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition that launched an online campaign asking people to sign a letter of hope to Laura.
I would have signed that in a second.
And then the psychiatrist, Her name was Liev Thienepoint. She's a psychiatrist who gave Laura a positive opinion for euthanasia.
Right.
And she's 24 years old.
She should lose her license.
24.
What country is this in?
It doesn't say.
Whoever that woman is, she should lose her license. Really? A 24-year-old? Yeah, it's okay if you want to kill yourself. That's fine. Life isn't for everyone.
We have had a lot of friends or no friends who have had people who have killed themselves because of being on antidepressants.
And you know what? The one of my daughter's friends came from an amazing family. Father was a hedge fund manager. I mean, millions of dollars, had everything to live for. Doesn't mean anything. When they're on those antidepressants, life looks bleak. At 25, 26 years old, life looks bleak. You're comparing yourself to all your friends that are having, have friends and family and they're feeling good and you're not.
But if you go exercise, it releases those endorphins.
You don't need the antidepressants.
You feel so much better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you all know that if you're in a depressed mood, just get out and go for a walk outside or go to the gym.
I wake up every morning feeling the pangs of aging, and when I leave the gym, I feel like a new person, and that's my medicine.
You feel like King Kong?
I feel like King Kong. I walk into that gym, and I feel like I'm getting old. I walk out of that gym, and I'm like, I'm still ready to go. So I don't need antidepressants, and I'm sad for anybody who allows a child to be put on antidepressants. That is a form of child abuse, in my opinion. But then what do I know?
But what about all the kids on Ritalin?
Oh, that's another story. Why they put these kids on pills so young? It's sad. We're going to look back 500, 600, 700 years from now. We're going to look back at this period of time as one of the darkest periods in human evolution because of the pharmaceutical agenda. Remind me of this. I want to talk about something when we come out of the break.
Is it going to be a happy story?
It's going to be on this whole pharmaceutical agenda thing. Please.
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Quest.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay. I've said this before this past week. So those of you who have heard me say it on a previous show, I got to say this again and again and again. Because sometimes you got to repeat things over and over until people actually hear it. Okay? According to the CDC, 7 out of 10 deaths every year inside the United States are due to chronic disease. We're talking about cancer, heart disease, all diabetes-related diseases, okay? 7 out of 10 deaths, okay? Think about that. This doesn't take into account car accidents, accidental overdoses, gun violence, none of those things. 7 people out of 10, 7 deaths every year out of 10 deaths in the United States are due to chronic disease. 1.6 million people a year in the United States die due to chronic disease. I would venture to say 99% of them are on pharmaceutical drugs. So let me ask you a question. Are pharmaceutical drugs working?
No.
Of course not. No one's paying attention to this. So 7 out of 10 people a year die from chronic disease, and they're taking all these drugs and they're still dying from the chronic diseases. So I ask people, are these drugs working? Of course not. Then why the hell are so many people still being foisted into situations to take these drugs? Why the hell does the FDA allow these drugs to be administered? And never mind the side effects from these drugs. Folks, pharmaceutical drugs don't work. It's a smokescreen. They make the symptoms go away, but you still die from the disease. It's a mistake to take them.
Isn't Xarelto the thing that is supposed to help?
Blood sugar.
Because I used to see one, an ad on television that people would take instead of Coumadin. Mm-hmm. What is that one?
Oh, maybe it is Xarelto. No, you're right. Xarelto is the new blood thinner. I take it back.
Well,
they said you didn't have to do the ProTime tests with it, that you could take it and not have to go to your doctor's.
There was an attorney's ad on driving the other day that had the radio on, and an attorney had an ad for people who have been
who their lives have been shortened or damaged by taking Xarelto.
Listen, people's lives have been shortened or people have died from taking all these pharmaceutical drugs.
But it was
drugs.
Just not too long ago that they were advertising it on TV.
Oh, they're going to keep advertising it. That's not going to stop them. Unless you have massive bodies like Merck had with Vioxx, where you have, oh my God, we have 55,000 confirmed deaths. So I talked to somebody who worked for Merck at the time when Vioxx was being sold. She was a rep going to doctor's offices and promoting Vioxx. And she said, you know, we're hearing about this on the streets, and the Merck was going, No, it's wrong. Everything's fine. There's no problems with it. No problems with it. Meanwhile, they knew all along that it had a problem. So, no, I said, and I remember saying to her when she told me that she worked for Merck at the time, I said, did anybody go to jail for Merck? She said, no. I says, think about that. They killed 55,000 people, and there were plenty of opportunities to recall the drug and save maybe 30,000 lives, 20,000 lives, 10,000 lives, even 5 lives. No, they just kept lying to people and saying, no. Look, folks, if you have a chronic disease, there's only one way to cure it, and that's lifestyle. That's it. And everything else is a sham. And if you're taking all these pharmaceutical drugs that are costing us billions of dollars every single year and burying us under health care, they don't work. Proof? The CDC's own numbers. Okay? That's it. Why does anybody take these drugs? They don't protect you from dying from these diseases.
You know, I just thought about something. Can I talk about this ADHD study?
Please.
It's embargoed until December 8th.
No, you can't.
Okay.
No, we will lose our status as a.
Okay, can't talk about that one.
No, but you can infer things that you learned. There are a lot of people, kids out there on ADHD drugs now.
Right.
That's the other side. So if your kid is too sad, they'll put them on antidepressants. If your kid is too lively, they'll put them on ADHD drugs. Please, let kids be kids, for crying out loud. Change their diets. Let them play again outside. You don't need a Sony Wii to play indoors. Let your kids go out and play outside in the sun. I mean, we're effing up the whole population.
Well, you know,
man.
I was going to talk about Ritalin because of so many people that are on Ritalin.
Yeah.
So many kids are on Ritalin.
Yeah.
And some of the side effects are just aggression, restlessness, hallucinations, unusual behavior, muscle twitches. I mean, the list goes on.
Never mind that. The increase in uric acid. Anybody from back in the 60s and 70s that remembers speed, you know, methamphetamine or lots of uppers, black beauties and stuff like that. When you took these types of drugs for long periods of time, your body became toxic because you built up uric acid. That's why when you look at meth addicts, their bodies are rotting away. Ritalin does the same thing. It's just another amphetamine. That's all it is. And how does the FDA approve drugs that have these known side effects? How is the FDA, like, you think that the FDA would say to these pharmaceutical companies, from now on, you got to come out with drugs that work that have zero side effects? They're going to say that's impossible. And then the FDA should say, well, we'll decide which side effects we're going to accept. How do you sell a diabetes drug? No, what was it? An asthma drug. I saw on TV the other day that they're advertising this new asthma drug, and the first warning is that it may cause death due to asthma. How do you sell an asthma drug that one of the side effects is it kills people who have asthma? Where is the effing FDA? Where are they?
So, I don't know the answer to this question, but Ritalin, I don't know how young they can prescribe it. I know someone that gave it to a 3-year-old.
I guess they can prescribe it to a 3-year-old.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
those are parents who don't want to be parents. That's what they are.
Don't all 3-year-olds run around crazy?
Of course. Well, you know what? Depending on what you're feeding them and what kind of activity they're having and what the household is like. And no, there's a lot of things that you can do before you go to Ritalin.
I know.
That's a parent who doesn't want to be a parent. I'm sorry. I know there's probably people in this audience that are going to go, You don't understand. No, I understand. I raised three kids. They wanted to put one of my daughters on a drug because she was acting out at a certain point in her life. We didn't do that. She turned out fine. I mean, well, she did turn out fine. I know you're going to. But, I mean, no, you know what I mean? It, like, kids go through phases. For Christ's sake. Tough up, man.
So, did you know that a British astronaut is going to run a marathon in space?
Is he really? How is he going to do that?
I just thought I'd change the subject.
Yeah, no, no. How's he going to do that? Where's he going to run?
Actually, he's going to run on a treadmill.
Oh, in anti-gravity? He's going to run on a treadmill in anti-gravity? That's going to be so easy.
He will run a digital version of next year's London Marathon on a treadmill as he orbits Earth at the same time as more than 37,000 people run the race on the ground.
Yeah, but they're going to be running it in gravity, and he's going to be in zero gravity. So he'll be able to take one step.
He's going to wear a harness that tethers him to the treadmill.
Yeah, it has to tether him, otherwise he'd float away. That's my point. He's going to be running in zero gravity. You know, he could run for 1,000 miles in zero gravity. I mean, think about it. You could take one step and not touch the treadmill track for like 30 seconds if you don't want, then put your foot down and touch it again. I mean, think about that. Running in zero gravity.
He did run the London Marathon in 1999.
Okay. Oh, I commend him for that.
He ran it in 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Well, I commend him for that. But he's running in zero gravity. Come on. Give me a break. That's easy.
Well, I just thought it was interesting.
No, I think it's funny.
Going
I think
to
it's
do
funny.
That yeah. on a treadmill.
Yeah.
In space.
We actually have to take a break.
Okay.
My rant went longer than I wanted it to. What do you want to talk about when we come back, or you want to pick during the break?
We'll decide during the break.
Okay, and don't forget, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest at the end of the show, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start.
You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis .com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
That sounded a little out of this world.
I know. That was in honor of the guy running the marathon in space.
Yes, next year.
Cheater,
then.
Cheater.
Okay, so I want to talk about E. coli.
I like E. coli.
You do?
Yeah, it sounds cool. E. coli.
Well, so the Chipotle's, my niece informed me I pronounce it wrong.
Chipotle's
E. coli outbreak is basically a mystery still. Nobody knows why that happened.
I mean, it's a mystery because they haven't been able to pinpoint exactly what vegetable or produce is carrying it. But clearly it's in the vegetables, it's in the vegetables or produce that they're using, the lettuce or the salsa or something like that.
So the presence of E. coli on vegetables indicates fecal contamination of some.
I disagree with this, and I actually wrote a blog about this.
I know, that's why I said that.
Yeah, I disagree with this.
So you don't think it's fecal contamination?
No, that's what they're trying to say. Okay, so.
Or it's from food that was not cooked or not cooked sufficiently.
Well, think about it.
Because cooking kills bacteria.
Raw vegetables, like lettuce, the stuff they make with the salsa, they put in the salsa. I mean, that's not cooked. But here's the problem. So. E. coli could end up on a crop without animals being present. Okay. It can come from other sources. It can come from the ground. It can come from overhead from birds and stuff like that. So it's not like they're trying to make it sound like, some dirty cow meat or something must have got on. No, that's not it. And in fact, a researcher just published a study showing that E. coli is getting stronger, as is Salmonella. And you know why? You can thank Roundup. You can thank dicamba. You can thank Enlist Duo. You can thank all these herbicides. Because remember, you heard it here. I told you that I reviewed the patents for Roundup, but they all say that it's an antimicrobial, antibacterial, right?
Yes.
So it has antibiotic properties, okay? And what this scientist did was they took Salmonella, they took E. coli, and they took the other pathogen, try something. I can't think of the name of it right now. And they exposed them to Roundup, dicamba, Enlist Duo, and one other herbicide. And then they exposed them to a known antibiotic that kills those pathogens at a dose known to kill those pathogens. and it didn't kill the pathogens.
So, I guess if you eat, or so I'm thinking of celery because there was just recently a celery recall.
Right.
So if you eat organic celery, then...
Well, yeah, I guess, or if you're eating organic celery, you got a better shot at not getting these new strengthened pathogens. But what's happening is these pathogens are becoming stronger because of their exposure to these herbicides, just like the weeds got stronger from exposure to these herbicides. This is evolution. We're watching it happen. And then whether or not when they rotate the crop, this year they grew corn in that field, next year they're growing cabbage, because that's what they do, right? They rotate the crops, right? And that E. coli is in that soil, and it is stronger than normal E. coli because it's been exposed to the Roundup from the year before. And then whatever they normally do to wash the stuff and process it to neutralize the E. coli, it's no longer working. So this is not about fecal matter being spread out on these crops. This is about E. coli and Salmonella getting inherently stronger as an organism because of the exposure to herbicides. We're seeing it happen. I wrote an article about the study. No one paid attention to it. But that we're gonna, and I said in the article, we're gonna see more and more of this because E. coli and Salmonella are getting stronger because of the exposure to Roundup and other herbicides. So this is another thing we can thank Monsanto for, right here. Not, and it's not cow poop that's the problem.
So Enlist Duo is from Dow.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this week, I guess the EPA revoked the approval of Enlist Duo.
Which was 2,4-D and Roundup? What was it? 2,4-D and dicamba? What was it?
2-4-D? No, it's 2,4-D and Roundup. Right. But somehow that article just now disappeared.
Really? Yeah. It was there when you were reading it, and now it's gone?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me refresh
and see if I can get it to reopen.
Hold on. I'm looking for that. I always think that's suspicious when those things
happen. Well, no, this is from the New York Times. So the EPA revokes approval of new Dow herbicide for GMO crops.
What does that mean?
The EPA's decision could delay the introduction of
Enlist Duo.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that doesn't mean that it's gone yet.
Not yet. It's just delayed right now. But still, I mean, they're going back to look at the information again because they've had so many people sending petitions their way and saying.
Well, never mind that. But let's not forget what Dr. Samsel and Dr. Senef came on my show and talked about. Dr. Samsel got 71,000 previously sealed documents between Monsanto and the EPA that became available through the Freedom of Information Act. But Monsanto did not want to give them up, and it required actual politicians, senators, and congressmen getting involved and making Monsanto give up these unredacted documents so that everything was easy to read. And in those 71,000 emails and correspondences that Dr. Samsel and Dr. Senef read over, there were numerous ones where the EPA was telling Roundup, Monsanto, you've got a problem with Roundup. And then Monsanto would go back and change the way the study was designed to get different information. So don't be fooled that just because the EPA comes back in a month or 6 months and goes, oh, okay, it's okay. This is exactly what happened with Roundup originally.
Okay, so my question to you is this, kind of off topic here, but so Roundup is not working.
Safe.
It's not working anymore.
Oh, no.
On the weeds.
Right.
So that's why they're going to Enlist Duo.
Right.
But won't that eventually happen with Enlist Duo as well?
Yes, absolutely. This is evolution, right? Unless you think you can wipe a plant form out of existence, of course. So when they spray that stuff, some of the plants are going to survive, and they're going to propagate, and they're going to produce weeds that aren't affected by 2,4-D and Roundup any longer. And then they'll be just spraying more and more of this stuff on until it stops working. Then they'll have to come out with something new. In the meantime, you and your family are eating residual amounts of this stuff. Don't let anybody lie to you and tell you that's not true. We're seeing, because don't forget, they said, oh, Roundup's half-life is so small that it won't even matter because it won't get into the food. And meanwhile, we're seeing Roundup glyphosate in people's urine. We're seeing glyphosate in mother's breast milk. So if it's so innocuous and it's so it degrades so quickly, the half-life is so short, how are we seeing so much of it in populations all around the world? We're being lied to again, and the EPA is part of the danger of these companies poisoning Americans, because the EPA should just put their foot down and go, no, we're not approving this. Go away. Find something that works that doesn't harm people. But no, the EPA is not going to do that. They're going to make them repackage it. They're going to make them repurpose it. They're going to make them change this. Okay. Now it's acceptable. Now we can go ahead and approve it because we can say what we saw was okay. It's about covering their ass now.
The EPA says they can no longer be confident that Enlist Duo will not cause risks of concern to non-targeted organisms, including those listed as endangered, when using according to the approved label.
Yeah, like people. And how about people? Forget about the endangered plant life. How about people?
But Dow said in a statement that the concerns of the EPA could be resolved in time for the 2016 growing season.
Yeah, right.
Just like Monsanto
did with Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just change the way that we do the study. And I mean, because you know, you can design a study to have any outcome.
They're continuing to prepare for commercial sales of Enlist Duo, even despite what the EPA said.
Shame on the EPA.
So that just goes to show you their level of confidence that they can do whatever they want.
Yes. This is very sad. Very, very sad. And you know what? I know there are people out there that are saying, hey, the whole organic thing is just another big marketing scam. So just buy from your local farmer. Let everybody else out there eat the poison.
Speaking of buying from your local farmer, we had an amazing turkey from our farmer. It was so good. That was the best turkey I've ever eaten.
Yeah, very fresh, very fresh. Wasn't it called like a Han turkey? It had black and white skin, remember? It was like a Dalmatian.
And Carl had to pick
the quills out.
The feather quills out of the skin.
Some of the quills were left behind, so I had to pick them out before we cooked it. Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
What else you want to talk about, Elisa?
Well, the E. coli scare. I mean, the from Costco, the celery in chicken salad.
Yeah.
But it's been expanded to Walmart, Starbucks, Target. Who's buying chicken salad from Target?
Who buys food from Costco? Lots of people buy food from Costco. We have friends that buy all their food from Costco. You know, it's going to get worse. The E. coli and salmonella outbreaks are going to get worse because we are seeing E. coli and salmonella undergoing evolutionary selection pressure and getting more resistant. And it's happening because of these herbicides that are being sprayed on these crops. So,
I think the name of the farms was Taylor Farms celery.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. It's time for a decentralization of the food supply. We got to stop going to these huge processors and packers that, you know, feed their particular monoculture to 60 cities or 15 states. We got to stop this. We got to go back to more modular, more cellular, like cellular telephone. You know, smaller farmers feeding groups of families.
Didn't you hear on the news this morning that Louisville, or was it?
Top number two in local foods in the United States. Yeah. We are a foodie city. I mean, people come here just because of the restaurants.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, just like we can go to restaurants, like one of our favorite Italian restaurants, and the chef, he has a farm. He grows a lot of the food on his farm.
Josh, he's a powerlifter.
Yeah, we were going to get him on the show.
We do have to get him on the show. But he's a power lifter. He's a super strong guy. He has his own farm. He grows all his own produce.
And he's a great chef. The food is amazing.
The guy is amazing. And we have a lot of great restaurants here. Yeah, Louisville was voted number two as the top local food and restaurants in the United States.
I just took a drink of water and it went down the wrong way.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Okay, so do we want to talk about... tell consumers what they are eating?
Oh, that's
the
just
new salmon?
Yeah, that's just an op-ed in the New York Times, which I found interesting because someone writing an editorial in the New York Times is saying that the FDA needs to approve
the new salmon.
Well, no, labeling on the new salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Labeling on
okay,
the new
so
salmon.
Okay, so this is the first time I've seen the new hybrid salmon, the Aqua Bounty salmon, next to a regular salmon.
It looks like a frankenfish, like you hear.
It's at least twice to three times the size of the other fish.
It's amazing.
And so what fishermen are worried about is that this salmon is so aggressive.
Well, the guy came on the air. Remember we had that guy talk about that they're eating all of the food.
They're eating so much of the food so quickly, and they're growing so quickly that the non-genetically modified salmon are just dying off.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
I mean, this is a very, very aggressive fish here. And we still don't know how healthy it is to eat. I mean, okay, maybe it is healthy to eat. Maybe protein is protein, right? That's not the thing. So why are we going to wipe out a complete genetic gene line of salmon that will never exist again after this because of this stupid salmon that grows so fast?
Why,
just so that they can
need,
get more salmon at a cheaper price?
Is that why they developed
yeah.
the salmon?
Sure.
I was just going to say, why do we even need this salmon?
Yeah, because it grows faster. It grows faster. So when a fisherman catches a salmon, he gets a price for a fish. It'll produce more salmon fillets.
Well, that kind of, you know, you see rotisserie chickens and like Whole Foods and all these places you go where they sell rotisserie chickens. And then the ones
like turkeys.
The ones in Costco look like turkeys.
Yeah, they're gigantic. Yeah. You wonder, like, what are they doing to those chickens and make them so big? No, it's crazy. And people are eating it. And then you want to know why, you know, chronic disease is rampant in this country. It's all these things. We don't care about the food anymore. We don't care about the air. We don't care about the water. We don't care about sleep. We don't care about activity. All we care about is accumulating our bling, taking our pills, partying on the weekends. It's like we're a bunch of, it's like college students running the country now. That's what it's like. It's sad. Very, very sad. How about we take a break and when we come back, we announce the winner of three bags of NutriCafe coffee.
Okay.
Do we have any other stories that we have to talk about?
I have one more that I want to talk about.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll come back, we'll talk about that, and then we'll announce the winner. Stay tuned.
For extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. We're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest in just a moment. The winner will receive 3 bags of NutriCafe Organic Gourmet Medicinal Coffee. But you'll have to wait just a little longer. What do you want to talk about?
Have you ever had wilty, droopy vegetables in your...
Oh, vegetables. I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah, no, I've had wilty, droopy vegetables for sure.
In your refrigerator.
Yeah.
Do you know how to make them crispy again?
Scream at them. You yell at them and they go, oh! They firm right up.
Actually, you just have to soak them in water.
Yeah, I figured that. Especially celery. So something I learned from you is when we buy celery, before we put it away, we wrap a paper towel around the bottom of it. One without any ink or anything on it, and then soak it in water and then put that in a plastic bag. And the celery stays crisp and fresh.
But we
forever.
Use filtered water as well.
Yeah, of course. But yeah. My point is adding water to the celery before you put it away.
And that goes to show you that you need to be buying organic celery because it just absorbs everything.
Yeah. Did you ever, when you were a kid in school, did you do that thing where you put a celery in water with ink to show how water travels up in the celery? Because since the ink is blue, you would see the celery turn blue slowly, and you see like the little celery veins pulling the
turning blue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Kind of reminds me of that blue soup that Bridget Jones made in that movie.
Ew! And those people ate it politely. Oh man. Okay.
Okay, so there is a town in the Dominican Republic that girls in this particular village may not grow up as biological females.
How so?
A little more than 1% of them will develop a penis at the age of 12.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was impossible. I thought whether you developed a penis or not happened in the womb.
One of about 6,000 villagers in the isolated town of Salinas... There was an unusual genetic disorder caused by a missing enzyme called 5-alpha reductase.
Alpha 5A reductase. Okay, so what did I tell you when you told me about the story? I said DHT converts testosterone and differentiates a male and female sex organs in the womb. DHT does that. Well, 5-alpha reductase causes testosterone and other androgens like DHEA to convert to DHT. Now read on. Go ahead.
5-alpha reductase, which stops a powerful male sex hormone from surging into wombs that carry the male Y chromosome.
There you go.
That surge of dihydrotestosterone normally occurs at about 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and turns the tubercle, a little bump between the legs of the babies in the womb, into a penis. While Y chromosome babies born without that hormone blast are born looking like a female, or they have something that resembles a vagina,
mm-hmm.
but at puberty, that's when the next surge of testosterone happens.
Mm-hmm.
The male sex organ finally appears, and that's when their voices grow deeper. They said the one little girl decided that she didn't want to be a little boy.
So she wanted what? To have a penis removed?
I guess so.
Could you imagine you're dating a girl in high school? You know, you're a freshman in high school, and you and your girlfriend, you're really crazy about her. And then one day she comes to school, and her voice starts changing, and then you guys, you know, start playing around a little bit, and you realize she's got a wiener now, and you're like, oh man, what just happened?
This says the BBC reports that some get an operation order to stay a female. Experts believe that the villagers' isolation has caused the condition to persist.
That's just crazy.
Isn't that something?
That's crazy. I mean, I would have lost a bet if somebody said, hey, would you believe this? I'd be like, no. But now I understand, because that's what I said. I said DHT causes differentiation of sex organs. So they don't have 5-alpha reductase, so they're not producing DHT. But they eventually, I guess, develop 5-alpha reductase.
I wonder why there.
Yeah. They probably spray Roundup on all the food there. No, I'm only kidding. Can't blame Roundup for everything. Can't blame him for that.
No.
Okay. So this week we are giving away 3 bags of, and they're not even a sponsor of ours anymore. Just to go show you how wonderful we are as a radio show. But we decided we would give away 3 bags of NutriCafe medicinal organic gourmet coffee. It's really good stuff. It's very, very expensive. Hold on. So Elisa picked a number during the commercial break, and I counted that number down on our spreadsheet, and I'm going to play a drum roll now. Hold on. Let's do this. Let's do this properly. I've got 3 computers on my desk right now. No. It's not the end of the show yet. Sorry. The winner is Thomas Whittingham. Thomas Whittingham. Looks like he is from Rhode Island. So Thomas is going to be receiving 3 bags of NutriCafe coffee for playing the Secret Word Contest this week. We didn't have a lot of entrants for this. I was thinking maybe people didn't drink coffee as much coffee as I thought they would.
Maybe they're tired of the Secret Word Contest.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we should just stop doing it.
We could take a break.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. In January, we'll just take a break. How's that sound? So there you go, Thomas Whittingham. We will email you later in the show if you are not listening live to let you know that you have won.
We have a really good show planned for Monday.
Tell me about it.
It is, the first hour is natural cancer therapy based on ketogenic diet with master amino acid pattern and vitamin D binding protein based immunotherapy.
Okay. So that's going to be a science discussion. And then the second hour, we're going to be rejoined by somebody who cured his own brain tumor, right?
With the ketogenic diet.
Yeah. So we're going to be joined by Andrew Scarborough.
Yes.
And we're going to, and so this is his follow up visit. You know, he went for new tests to see if the tumor is still gone. And so we're all going to be hoping and wondering until we talk to him about what's going on with him. That'd be good. A good show, both hours.
Yes.
Fantastic. And thanks to Elisa for booking those. So there you have it. It's Friday, which means I'm off tomorrow, and hopefully you are too.
December 5th tomorrow.
Oh my God. What does that mean?
Only 20 more shopping days until Christmas.
Oh yes. Good. Thank you. Men wait till the last shopping day anyway, so it doesn't matter. We don't care about that. All right, listen, thanks for listening to Super Human Radio today and all week long, and we will see you next week.
Bye.